Hello everyone, this is Renee So Unique from No Tea Just Me podcast, and my today's topic is you don't have to claim anything. The reason why I wanted to do this short podcast is because behind the scenes I've been battling with some things on my own, which I call it a challenge more than anything else. Years ago I was diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome. And I've been dealing with this challenge for a few years now, ever since I was in my mid-20s. And with Sjogren's syndrome, it definitely can take away your femininity if you allow it to. What I mean is that with the symptoms, it causes dry eyes. It causes your mouth to be severely dry. It causes your skin to be severely dry. And the most part of my body that is dry constantly is my feet. And it can be very embarrassing, especially when I first started dating. It can be noticeable. I have tried loads and loads of different types of lotion, and it did not work. I have tried a certain type of body oils. It did not work, and it made me feel self-conscious about myself to a point where I did not even want to wear open-toed shoes. I felt uncomfortable going to a nail spa because when they scrubbed the bottom of my feet, it was like so much dead skin cells, and I just did not know what to do. It just felt like my whole body was just drying up inside, and then it got to a point where my knees were cracking. I had all types of challenges when it came to my dental care, and people would look at me and think, okay, well, she's a grown woman. She's not taking care of her health. She's not taking care of her dental health, because with Sjogren's syndrome, it can cause dinginess, you know, where your teeth is dingy, like a brownish, yellowish type color, because the dryness of your mouth where you can't produce saliva can cause your teeth to decay. And also you can get fractures and actually lose your teeth. I even had one of the dentists tell me years ago that I would have no teeth at all in my 30s. But it was by the grace of God that I still have majority of my teeth at the age that I am now, that I'm in my 40s. So that was God giving me grace. Even though they tried to put that on me, I didn't claim that, you know? So it's a challenge, and then it make you feel insecure. It make you feel self-conscious because people assume and they don't know anything about your background. They don't know about your medical history. And this is something that is genetic that runs through your family. And unfortunately, I end up getting diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, which is an autoimmune disorder. They say disease, but I don't like to claim any type of disease. This is my issue with a lot of people. Some people will look at you and they'll pre-assume. And then you got this diagnosis that you diagnosed with, and you're like, okay, well, what am I going to do? So it's almost like you go through a mental battle alone and not have anyone to help you cope with it. And the reason why I make this podcast is because I want to tell everybody that is dealing with any type of condition, if they diagnose you with some type of disease or some type of autoimmune disorder or whatever it is, don't claim it, you know, because that's not from God. God didn't send it. God didn't say, oh, I want you to have Sjogren's syndrome or any other type of illnesses that's out there. Anything that is bad, it didn't come from God. It came from the devil. And we shouldn't claim anything that was not sent to us personally from God. You know, God didn't send it, then it's not for us to have. And that's why I don't go to self-support groups. I don't go to support groups when it comes to Sjogren's syndrome or any other type of diagnosis. It's because it's almost like you're accepting that illness. And we're not supposed to accept any type of illnesses. Even with this autoimmune disorder, I do with fibromyalgia. And it causes me so much pain where it hurts so bad. It feels like my body is just tied up into a knot. And then it makes it so hard for me to want to comb my hair. It makes me feel so tired where I can't get out of bed. And it just make your body just feel totally out of whack. And then with this autoimmune disorder, it can cause a certain type of anemia. And with this anemia, it just take all your energy away to a point where you have to be on B12 shots at such a young age. So it's like a secret battle. And what I wanted to briefly say is this. It'd be nice if you have a lot of people in your corner and want to help you go through this and say, you know what, we're going to help you get to a breakthrough. We're going to help you get to a breakthrough. We're going to break the chains. We're going to break the shackles on your feet when it comes to this condition. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't have that type of support, because I know with me being the age that I am, and people can't see that I have a disability or dealing with a disability, they think, oh, there's nothing wrong with her. They're like, she's not an elderly person, so she good, she all right. And people my age that deals with a certain type of disability that, you know, which you was diagnosed with, people look at you funny and say, well, there's nothing wrong with her. She don't look like she's sick. And so we go through our own personal challenges and battles by ourselves. But what I want to say is this. Anybody that's going through any type of challenges behind closed doors, I just want everyone to know that you're not alone. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. And definitely do not claim anything that they diagnose you with. Educate yourself about the condition and know exactly what you need to do when it comes to that condition. Know exactly what you need to do. What type of foods that you need to eat. What type of care plan that you need to get on. Does it require a lot of exercising? Does it require you to lose weight? Does it require you to change out certain types of foods in your diet? But don't lose hope and do not put all your understanding of what the doctors say. Pull back and talk to God, because God is the creator of our bodies. He created us. And if there's anything that's going on with our bodies that he did not send, we need to go to God and say, okay, God, I know you did not send this illness. I know this illness is not for me. I know that you have a better plan for me in my life. Lord, show me the way, what to do, how to handle this, and to basically break free from this, to get the shackles off of my feet with this condition, because it is not mine to keep. And just continue to talk to God and get a full understanding of what you need to do to live a normal life. But with Sjogren's syndrome, it is hard, and I want to really start digging deeper into this and start making a lot of posts about what we can do for anyone that's discovering these types of symptoms with dry eyes, dry nose, dry mouth, dry skin, dry feet, hair loss. I want to start posting certain types of products that I use that could be beneficial. I want to start taking videos of all the products that I try and really tap into what works good for people that has that type of condition, because it does mess with your mind and it takes away that softness that we was created to have as women. It seemed like it takes away that softness where your skin just feels so dry and your feet just feel so tough and it's like, it's not appealing at all. And especially with your eyes being dry and your mouth is dry and your teeth is decaying. And then people look at you funny about that. It's crazy. And I know a lot of people say, well, how in the world could you go through all of that? And you used to be a plus size model, you know, doing some plus size work. Well, only thing I can say is that you got to team up with a good photographer, which I did, that got my angles to basically smile a certain way, good editing, and also know exactly what my good side is and what my bad side is so I can pose a certain way. And it took a lot of dedication in keeping my skin worse, everything when it comes to my dental care and everything. And sometimes when you're going through something, just like when I lost my son, that's when I had the worst flare-up ever. It's when I had lost my son. And so with that, I just gave up the modeling. And I also did want to rededicate my life back over to God and thank God for that. But when I left being a model, I was grieving along with that, you know, becoming a born-again Christian. And it was like the more depressed I got, the worse the condition was. And I just noticed that I started losing my hair and the condition was just getting worse and worse and worse, and to a point where I had to constantly put on socks because my skin just got totally dry. And that's one thing that can make a condition that you're battling with. It makes it worse, and it will not leave your body if you are angry or hurting or going through any type of grief or depression or anxiety. It's almost like it resides inside of you, and it really takes getting your emotions stable and being emotionally stable in order to have a breakthrough to really get this illness to basically dry up and just leave out of you. You really got to tap into self-care. But I'll be talking about it more, about Sjogren's syndrome and how it can affect your life if you allow it, how it can make you feel so unattractive and feel like you're not even beautiful. It can really take a toll on you to a point where you feel hopeless. But I do want to talk more about this. I am not a spiritual leader. I am not holding any type of spiritual title. I am just a blogger, a podcaster, and I give knowledge of the things that I know about, because people don't know. Okay, this is the thing. You know your body more than anybody else. So that's what makes me qualified to be able to talk about this topic. So that's what it is, you know, be helpful to other people, other things that you do know about. But we'll talk about this some more on my next podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in to No Tea, Just Me. Bye-bye.